This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Watching us on the live stream, flags are flying, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they are.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Look at that. Even got the eagle flying there.
It's a big old land with
I mean, I'm loving the fact that you're listening. Most listen to talk radio program on the Northern Plains. Not even close because of the blessing of this great audience. But watching us online is kind of fun. You've got to admit, the eagle flying and the flag whipping in the wind, Kev. Todd, come on.
Where'd the eagle come from?
Come on. That's a great shot of an eagle.
We couldn't afford a real eagle? Come on.
Why? Is that? Why? Fooled me.
It's an animated eagle.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, I wonder who shot the
eagle up again.
Yeah, no,
the eagle. Put the eagle up.
The eagle is like unbelievable.
I got the eagle. Yeah.
You fooled me. I thought it was a real deal. I thought they got him with a drone or a chopper or something like that. Oh. Yeah. We couldn't afford a real eagle.
We're working on it.
Thanks for ruining the moment now for crying out loud. I was loving it. Yeah, exactly right. All right, this hour.
There he is, there.
Yeah.
At least he's not using a buzzard or something.
Yes.
Pretending it's
good point.
Well, they kind of go into that mode, though, sometimes when they're just gliding like that.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
I've seen. Remember last weekend at the lake, I had one above me.
Exactly.
For a good 20 minutes. You can't make it up. Anyway, welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind. We appreciate you very much. Jake Bjornstad's going to be here in just a moment, CEO of Bushel, talking about a new digital payment network for a great North Dakota company, and certainly U.S. Ag will benefit from that technology. What will North Dakota look like in a post-Roe v. Wade environment? Chris Dotson is here. A lot of questions still, and even about the move into Minnesota. Talked a little bit about that today. Executive Director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference. And we won today big in the Supreme Court of the United States. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning on a lot of fronts these days. And Senator John Hoeven was gracious enough to join us for a couple of moments to talk about just what this exactly means to North Dakota ag, to North Dakota energy, and when the precedent comes, really, the ripple effect could be pretty amazing. Senator, thanks for taking a couple minutes to share your reaction to this. What did you think when you heard the news?
Yeah, Scott, good to be with you. Greetings to your listeners. And, you know, this is the West Virginia versus EPA is a big decision and a really good decision and an important decision. I mean, think about North Dakota. We are an ag powerhouse for this nation. We are an energy powerhouse for this nation. Nobody does it better. Nobody does it with better environmental stewardship. And this is all about, you know, letting our farmers and ranchers and energy producers do what they do best, and that's produce food or produce energy with the highest standards, highest quality, best environmental stewardship. And so, yeah, you pegged it just right. This is really stopping agencies like the EPA from essentially stepping in and making law. And that's not that's way beyond what they're supposed to do. But that is what they're doing, and that's why it's so important. That's why this ruling is so important, is to stop them from doing it.
Every Supreme Court ruling is a big deal, obviously, but this one seems to have an impact and the consequences of this that will live on a long time. I mean, from a North Dakota perspective, where do you put this on the Richter scale of Supreme Court decisions?
You know, I mean, extremely important because it goes back to, you know, our two biggest industries are ag and energy. And so now when you talk about stuff like WOTUS, think how that infringes on private property rights. Huh? I mean, and that doesn't just affect our farmers and ranchers. That affects all property owners. Or when you think about the Obama-era clean power plan that essentially was an effort to shut down our coal-fired, our baseload coal-fired electricity, our whole industry. So, you know, this has big ramifications, and really it has ramifications to everybody. Look what's happening with inflation right now. A huge part of that is the cost of energy because the Biden administration keeps trying to regulate our baseload power, our oil and gas industry out of business. This is the kind of thing that helps us put a stop to that. So, yeah, it's extremely important.
Can I ask you one other quick thing before we let you go on the border? The Remain in Mexico policy can be lifted now. That was the other decision of the Supreme Court today, which is sad defeat for common sense, but that isn't the court's job to determine common sense. They're just saying they can do it. Were you surprised by that or disappointed at all?
Yes. It's remanded back to the lower court, and obviously that's a concern, Scott. You know, I've been down there. So, yes, it's a disappointment, but we have to continue, right? I mean, we have to continue to push to build that wall, to get the people and technology on the border, to secure the border, and to enforce our law, and we can't stop. We're going to have to stay after that. That's vitally important to the security of our country.
Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. Good day for North Dakota, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it is. And thanks, Scott. And again, greetings to your crew. And one other thing is great 4th of July to everybody. I know that's coming up, and if I don't talk to you before, have a fantastic 4th of July for the greatest country in the history of the world.
Amen. Feels like a Friday today. We're getting all geared up because tomorrow, what did we say, Kevin? The hooky factor is like...
Yeah, hooky factor is like 13 tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, so this is Friday.
Yeah, take the day.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, John.
You bet. Senator John Hovind joining us today on the program. Next up, Jake Bjornstad, CEO of Bushel, on big news for that great North Dakota company. Jake, thanks for taking some time for us today. How's things at Bushel today?
Hey, we're doing well. Just coming off our customer conference here in the great city of Fargo.
What is a customer conference?
Well, for the first time we've ever done it, obviously COVID didn't make things easy the last couple of years. We invited over 100 of our customers from all over the country to Fargo to spend some time together. We shared what we're working on. We brought in some speakers from around the country, actually somebody from the UK as well. And we just spent the last day and a half with our customers learning from each other and sharing what we're up to.
What was the Great Plains Software's name for the customer conference they did over the years? It became legendary.
Stampede.
The Stampede. Yeah, exactly. So that has a little Stampede vibe to it. Good things happen when you get
goal,
your...
actually.
Yeah, that's neat. And you get customers together and good things happen, right?
Well, that's what we saw, and we're calling ours the Great Bushel Gathering. So,
I love it. For folks that are not familiar with Bushel, tell us just a 30,000-foot view elevator pitch of what Bushel's all about.
Well, if you're a farmer in North Dakota, you might have seen our tools. My Uncle Matt's out haying right now. He sells to Border Ag. They've got our app. So what they can do is the farmer can see scale tickets and contracts. They can sign contracts and as of last year, they can start to give their grain offers through the tool, seeing their bids and futures. And basically, it's making it easy for the farmer to do business with their grain elevator and for the grain elevator to be more effective with the people they have. As you know, there's a lot of labor shortages in the U.S., and our tools help make that a little bit easier.
Yeah, and you got a new tool in the roster, so I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about that. Bushel's an independently owned software technology company, and these digital tools is what they do. They develop them for the ag supply chain. And the new announcement is pretty exciting, an actual digital payment network. Explain what this does and is.
Well, think about this. There's three really big problems in agriculture on the farm side today. You've got paper scale tickets, which we've made digital. You've got paper contracts, which now you can do electronic signing of a grain contract. And you've got paper checks that come in the mail. We know that every farmer is the same as anyone else. You're probably paying your kids on Venmo. You've probably been on PayPal before. Yet in our industry, 90% of payments to farmers are paper checks. In Australia, over 90% of payments to farmers are electronic. So obviously we are behind in how we do payments today. And so, you know, let's say you go off to Arizona or Florida for vacation and the check settlement check comes in the mail. And these aren't small checks. You know, these farmers are, you know, $35,000 check shows up, it's sitting in the mailbox and it doesn't get deposited because you're not there. So our belief is that this industry needs to change. And what we launched was Bushel Payments. It allows our customer, the grain companies and co-ops, elevators, to pay their farmers electronically through our platform. And it makes it really easy for the farmer to sign up. They can do it within 3 minutes and they only ever have to sign up one time. And no matter which Bushel Power facility they work with, they'll be able to pay those farmers electronically. And they'll be able to pay their bills as well.
I'm still scratching my head as to how the greatest country on the face of the earth could be in this particular space losing so big to, you know, the cutting edge to Australia. It just, you know, what do you make of this? Why is it taking us so long to have that technology revolution in this space in agriculture, do you think?
Well, our banking system is quite a bit older than a lot of the rest of the world because we were one of the first to do a true electronic banking system with the wire transfer back in the day. So that's part of the battle. And in agriculture, there is a problem with liens. You know, sometimes up to 50% of a farmers in the U.S. that are getting payments from the facility are having liens against their grain. And so it doesn't make it easy to pay. And so that's something we'll be working on in the future. But for that 50-plus percent that's not having liens, there's no reason it's not electronic bank. And you can ask a farmer, they like getting a check. That's not really the case. They would much rather see it on their phone and be on their way and not drive an hour round trip to town to deposit their check into the bank.
Yeah, it just seems that day is gone and so many, you know, other facets of your day-to-day financial life. So it makes perfect sense for the grower and the producer to do the same thing. Fascinating conversation and great idea. More with Jake Jornstad. We're going to talk about the ag economy a little bit after this on What's On Your Mind. Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires of the lake. Cheese at Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA. For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. More of our chat with Jake Jornstad, CEO of Bushel, in just a moment here. Also going to talk about what North Dakota will look like in a post-Roe versus Wade environment. Answer any of your questions about this transition period and all of that. Chris Dodson, who is a lobbyist, basically, with the he's executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, but he answers a lot of questions of legislators and very helpful in shaping legislation and was part of the Heartbeat Bill and other things. He'll be here to chat a little bit about that. Answer your questions, most importantly, 701-258-0550. Talked to Mike Lindell last night from MyPillow, and, of course, he's got the Let Freedom Ring sale going on. You know they have sandals now? So they have all kinds of summer fun stuff. I'm telling you, it's great. Sandals is the latest thing, and what they said is, hey, Let Freedom Ring, 66% off everything, up to 66%. Tons of sales going on right now. Just got to use the promo code SCOTT, 800-506-9028. We're trying to secure Mike to come in and fish with a vet. Next week we're going to announce a chance to send a vet fishing, and we're going to be looking for a veteran that wants to come fish out on the big lake on Sakakawea, leaving from Four Bears there at Newtown.
Okay.
And Mike wanted to know how big the runway was in Watford City, which means he's got a big piece of iron to fly in, right? Yeah, and it's 6,500 feet, by the way. It's ginormous now, so he can land. He can land about anything there. So I forget what he has. I think he has a big falcon. But
get our man Steve Carney involved in that. He fishes up.
No, Steve is guiding the trip.
He is.
Yeah,
oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. These guys. We just need to find the vet. I'm just trying to find a few celebs that might be willing to fish with him as well.
Awesome.
It's a big derby, the North Dakota Oil Can Derby kind of. They do that big derby out there between the Cookfest dates. So it's going to be a lot of fun around there on July 20th. So. Really looking forward to that. Should be a grand old time. But anyway, he wanted me to just continue to reiterate as well that this is the time. Let Freedom Ring. Hop on right there. Back on What's on Your Mind, Jake Jornstad is here, the CEO, the founder of Bushel, and he just talked a little bit about a new product they have, Digital Payment Network. I just keep coming back to the fact that I can't believe how slow the transition to the technology revolution that has touched so many other parts of the economy has come to agriculture. And it's just, I guess it is what it is, right? But it's a great opportunity for Bushel and create these new products. And how's the adoption rate going overall on all of these things, Jake?
Hey, we've got 60-some thousand farmers around the country that use our tools just from their facilities alone. We touch about 100,000 in our whole network with our FarmWalks application as well. So I think farmers are ready. The agriculture is dead last in digitization of all major industries in the world, but it's absolutely not the farmer's fault. We think the supply chain is where the adoption problems have been. You know, we told our customer that farmers are ready to do e-signature. They said, well, how do you know that? I said, well, if you send them electronic signature on their phone, they sign it 90% of the time. It just requires you to send it. So stop sending paper contracts. And so that's our view on the world.
Yeah, I mean, you don't change rates and get a new mortgage without e-sign. I mean, e-sign's everywhere now. It's just so darn easy. So, yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's hard to convince anybody, a farmer that can program the computer in his new tractor and GPS waypoints and all the rest of it and fly the drone and all of that. They can't e-sign a document? Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm with Jake. This isn't the producer. This is the supply chain issue for sure. I wanted to pick your brain just a little on the ag economy. Obviously, last year's drought was tough, it seems as though this year's looking better in most places. But just overall, what's your take on how the ag economy's faring in our parts?
Well, I think we should be pretty excited here in North Dakota over the next few years. I think we're going to have a great upside coming. We're going to have incredible soybean demand, obviously, with these crush plants going up. We've got one right outside of Fargo here, one down in Jamestown. There's a lot of things to be hopeful for. Obviously, the world needs a better wheat supply. We're one of those places that can do that. I think there's a lot to be hopeful for North Dakota farmers. There's a lot of upside for us here right now. So we just got to get these crops growing and growing well, and there's going to be a ton of market opportunity.
What's your sense? I know obviously it was a late planting season, but these varieties now are kind of built for it. And what just specific to what you're hearing about how things are looking right now, how they're coming out of the ground. What do you hear?
Well, I think this year is a test of what these varieties can do, obviously, in some places in the state. But every time this happens, we have a better crop than we expected. And I would guess that these varieties have gotten better yet, and we're probably going to have a good crop again, even if you got in really late.
And, just specific to what you do at Bushel in adding that efficiency, I mean, I think even on the just how much time is wasted might be the wrong word because it's necessary to get the product into the elevator. But, you know, you go back to paper scale, paper contracts, paper checks. There's also a whole lot of wait time there. Is there anything in the future where, you know, hey, you have a slot like you do when you're ordering up an Uber, you know, to even give the farmer some time back?
You're reading our mind, Scott. We even got the idea. We call it slots. What it would be like, you know, if you're a farmer that's pretty well prepared, you know when you got to be able to deliver, and there's ability to slot in sometimes that you have guarantee where you jump to the front of the line and deliver the grain and get back to the field or the farm. That makes a lot of sense. Now, our customers are resisting for the same reasons. They're worried that the line thing will be problematic, or they're worried the farmers aren't actually wanting to schedule. And I think that a great farmer who wants to be efficient with their time and their trucks, they're absolutely interested in scheduling. So that's something that we've been thinking about.
It's just all about efficiency. Again, it's just about, you know, getting better. And I can't think, I mean, if you looked 20 years ago till today, you know, the yield improvements and how a farmer does everything they do better. These folks get not 1% better every day. They get 10% better every day. It's just phenomenal. So, of course, they're looking for that edge and to be more efficient with their time.
Nobody wants to sit in the truck for 8 hours waiting to dump at the ethanol plant. Zero people want to do that.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Have you got enough people to make Bushel run?
We do. I think we're doing all right. We've got over 200 teammates, most of us in the Fargo-Moorhead area here. We're always trying to find great talent, but we're doing all right.
That's good because it's not exactly easy to hire talent these days, is it?
No, but Silicon Valley laying 8,000 people off in a month helps move the needle a little bit on this assumption that there's infinite amount of jobs out there.
That's an interesting point. And we're the Silicon Valley of agriculture anyway, right here, right?
That's what we think. And there's a ton of opportunity. I mean, it's not just Bushel that's kicking butt out here in the Red River Valley and in North Dakota. Cultivate Conference is going on today here in Fargo. There's 250, 300 people at that conference today, all about agriculture and technology. I mean, it's a hotbed for what's happening, and it's because we're close to the farm. We're close to farmers. We have friends, family, and they're helping make this happen.
I love the Cultivate Conference and just what's happening in the Grand Farm space and the new technology. You're right. It's exciting times. A lot of folks in the middle, even John Deere Case IH and the bricks and mortar they have here and what they're doing in the way of technology. There's just a lot of big players on that. Fascinating conversation, Jake. Always appreciate your time, my friend.
Appreciate it, Scott. Remember, hey, Eggco just bought Appareo here in Fargo, so we've got another major international player. And shout out to my mom who's driving to Bismarck today listening on the radio.
Is she listening? We have your mom listening. Oh, my gosh.
She's listening.
I feel honored. You tell her hello and thank you, and you and the whole family, best to you. Thanks for the time, Jake.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Jake Jones, the founder, CEO of Bushel. Great North Dakota company. Gosh, I love it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Generous, generous Jerry. Keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Generous Jerry's Fireworks open again this year in South Bismarck, 1 mile south of Cottonwood Softball Complex on 12th, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake. Two locations in Fargo and two in Grand Forks. Coupons are at the door. Military get an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, says he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
The Supreme Court of the United States is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My girl is banging, she's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, thank you for offering. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta store my baby with enough pay. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
My kind of fancy. No, that's my kind of fancy right there.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Applebee's had to bring those items back to their menu because this song made them so popular?
There you go.
It happened.
I love it.
Another one of the great lineup of talent that will be at the Red River Valley Fair. 10 best days of summer coming up here, and we're giving away tickets starting next week. Some great concerts.
So. Walker Hayes, I hear his live show is great.
Is that right? I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, it is fun.
I know this, that my daughters are fired up for it.
Oh, yeah.
So when they're fired up for it, then I get fired up for it. So and we have our daughter Hannah home from San Francisco. Don't have any many Walker Hayes concerts in San Francisco, if you know what I mean.
No. I don't even have a country radio station in San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, let me tell you about the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. These are beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, private balconies, all kinds of amenities, but maintenance-free living all on one level. So no shoveling. You're not replacing the roof, the window, the appliances, but you enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You're going to want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars to find out more. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative, 701-997-2900. 997-2900 online at villagecooperative.com. You know, it's only been Friday since the decision of the United States Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade has become official. We've obviously, because of the leak, anticipated it may be coming, but it has prompted a lot of questions and a lot of okay, how does this work? What does it mean in North Dakota? Are there trigger laws? You know, all of those things. Christopher Dotson is someone that answers those questions for a living. That's his day job, executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference. Spends a lot of time with the legislators in North Dakota answering these key questions, and agreed to join us today to answer your questions on where we find ourselves in a post-Roe v. versus Wade environment. So questions welcome here today on the program by texting us at 701-237-1590, or you can call 258-0550. Chris, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
What was your reaction Friday to this decision?
Well, I was thrilled, of course. I was watching the Supreme Court website, hitting refresh, so I saw it immediately, and then I had to get to work with press releases and statements and so on. But I said a prayer of thanks and got to work.
It was pure jubilation for me, and it wasn't like it was a surprise. I happened to be among some good folks out there in Mayville, Portland, that were celebrating a 150-year-old farm up there. And, I just sort of one of those things when you see it, you're in the middle of some other environment, and then you just react. They're like, what happened? And everybody was so excited. They're cheering, and I'll never forget being there, never forget it happening while I was on the air. Just absolute jubilation. And I must say, besides the decision itself and just the answer to a prayer that it was, I also instantly went to think about people like my friend Father Charles LaCroix, you know, who was the chaplain at Shanley for years and years and years, and just would go down in all kinds of weather, you know, and pray in front of the abortion mill. And it's one of these things, if I start naming names, so many people have toiled so hard that I could list 100 names right now. You know, but the St. Gianna's maternity home. And Father Joe Christensen up there, and you know, Mary Pat, and I mean, it's just like Pauline Kahneman and all the years that she toiled with the pregnancy center before pregnancy centers were tool. Who's your list? Who do you think of right away that have toiled like yourself and so many others that have fought on this front? Who do you think of?
You know, we all have different gifts, and you know, through the last 2 decades, I've been working with lawyers across the country. I think of Helen Alvarez. And these names are not people that you would hear about. These are people who helped shape, you know, build the case that eventually overturned Roe. Mark Chopko, who was general counsel of the U.S. Bishops, Paul Linton, Clark Forsythe. These are smart people. Robert Destro, Robbie George at Princeton, constitutional scholars who built the case. You know, we were behind room strategizing while other people were using their gifts trying to help women at building maternity homes, and others were prayer warriors. It was all different members of the body doing their work.
How about legislators? I instantly thought of Yana Murdahl. Jessica Bell doesn't get quite the credit she deserves on being the pro-life reliable vote as well. I thought of you know, so many people who even have endured labels like rhino of late because of some, you know, political agenda outside of anything to do with the pro-life issue and voting Yana, guides. Who do you think of?
Yep, certainly Yana, Betty Grandy, Jim Kersman, Aaron Crowder, who was the Democratic minority leader in the Senate, Jim Bain, Bob Eberle, and gosh, there's been so many, but there have been some heroes through the time, both in both parties. I mean, the law that's going to effect now was bipartisan. It was 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans. Oh, Ralph Metcalf, Larry Robinson. These were pro-life heroes. So it was more bipartisan when I started.
Jerry Klein, Al Carlson would give some just impassioned pro-life. You know, speeches to his colleagues, you know. Gosh, there's a long list, and you start naming them, and then you're forgetting people, but there are so many. And I just, it's impossible not to think of them at a time like this. Pardon me?
Frank Wall.
Frank Wall, my gosh, yeah, no kidding, legendary. Yeah. Wow, yeah, no, and like you say, prayer warriors, too. I mean, there's a lot of people in this audience. They did one thing very, very important in all of this. They prayed for it to end. You know, they did. And that was a prayer answered. Pretty incredible. Gary and Pat Arts, I see him in Mass at St. Mary's often. You know, wow, what warriors. You know, when they were down praying at the abortion clinic, they're called weirdos and everything under the sun, you know, just for praying. Just for praying. You know, it's just awful what people endured, but it was an answer to all those prayers. Pretty cool. Let's transition, Chris, just to what the mechanics of this is like. Now, North Dakota has a pretty good roster of pro-life legislation. Specific to the Supreme Court decision, like the heartbeat bill, that doesn't necessarily track with what they did. Walk us through sort of the mechanics now of what this means for North Dakota.
There are basically 3 statutes to look at that are at issue here. I'll call the first one the comprehensive trigger ban passed in 2007. That's the one the press pays attention to. It bans all abortions except for rape, incest, life of the mother, and had a trigger. And as you heard on your show the other day with the Attorney General, Drew Wrigley, he took the initiative to start that trigger process. And by writing a letter to the legislature saying that the court has ruled that this can now go into effect, and the statute was written, it's 30 days after that. The second IUE abortions, which is the most common second trimester abortion. And it had the exact same trigger. We wrote both of those so that they would mirror each other. So in the same letter, the Attorney General sent the certification letter for that one to also go into effect. But basically, the comprehensive ban makes that moot. The third one would be the heartbeat ban. That came a little later, 2013, and it bans all abortions except for life of the mother and substantial physical injury to the mother as soon as there's a detectable fetal heartbeat. That was challenged and went to the federal court. We lost because, obviously, it was up against Roe and Casey at the time, and so it was enjoined. When the press and people talk about a law being struck down because of being unconstitutional, that doesn't mean the law goes away. It's still on the books. It just can't be enforced because of the injunction. The Attorney General said on your show that he plans to go to court and seek to lift all those injunctions regarding abortion law, including the heartbeat ban. So if that goes into effect, and I don't know what the timing of that could be, it could happen before July 28th. But if you put all these together, my thinking is that all abortions will be illegal in North Dakota except for rape and incest for about the first 6 weeks of pregnancy, because that's when you can start detecting the heartbeat. There's a process. These have different exceptions and a few other things that are a little different between the laws, but there's a process the courts use to determine what happens when there's conflicts. And usually it's the more specific controls over the general and the latter in time controls over the earlier. And the last one to be enacted is the heartbeat ban. And in fact, it's presumed that the legislature knew about the previous law when it passed the heartbeat ban and meant to basically overlap that and make this the primary one. So when you put it all together, I think that's what we're going to have, is all abortions prohibited except for the first 6 weeks or so for rape and incest and life of the mother throughout pregnancy.
On the injunction front, I mean, the argument is much stronger now because of what the Supreme Court did, though, isn't it?
Well, right. It could be just a perfunctory process. The Attorney General goes to court, asks the federal judge to lift the injunction because the basis of the previous ruling is no longer valid. And so signs it, lifts the injunction, and the law goes into effect. What I don't know, Drew, is I'm sorry, I don't know how long it would take Drew Wrigley and his Solicitor General to do that, and because I don't know the specific rules of the federal courts. But what I understand is it's rather perfunctory. It could happen rather quickly.
Christopher Dodson is the executive director of the North Dakota Catholic Conference and is someone that very well known in the hallways of the state capitol, a regular resource for a lot of the pro-life folks, as you heard him earlier say, which is a bipartisan issue in North Dakota. This isn't all Republicans that are pro-life. There's a nice, strong pro-life caucus on the Democratic side, too, which is refreshing to me, without question, because this is basic science, is what this is in my mind. Steve in Bismarck has a question. We'll do that when we come back with Chris Dodson. Hold tight, Chris, if you would. What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, the home cooking, the grab-and-go convenience, lowest price around. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll have lots of great giveaways and lots of fun. Come tell us your favorite freedom story tomorrow at the Harwood location off I-29, one of the places that has that great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents today, too. PetroServe USA, America T-shirts, $9.99. What a deal. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GMC.com, your order is for a lifetime. Of course, I talk about those new Buicks very enthusiastically. One, because I own one, and two, because it just came in the top of the latest J.D. Power survey. But if you insist on a Subaru, there's a 2020 Forester marked down from $43,625 to $39,999, lifetime powertrain warranty, or a 2021 Toyota RAV4 that was $46,575 is now $42,980 with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Tomorrow on the program, the Talk Radio Town Hall will be Bill Panos, head of the Department of Transportation. North Dakota, a lot to cover with him, including road construction, always a key issue, and where we're at with the infrastructure improvements coming as a result of that bipartisan bill that passed at Congress. What does North Dakota have in its future in that regard? So look forward to that. Plus, Mike Lindell will be here. Some action in Louisiana going on in the election integrity front. So we'll talk with Mike about that coming up, too. More with Christopher Dotson now today on the program from the U.S. North Dakota Catholic Conference. Steve in Bismarck, your question for Chris. What's on your mind?
I was going to say, a lot of the influential people in morality, cardinals and bishops, I'd say 80% of the cardinals are homosexual. So, you know, that example does not teach people on good morality.
And okay. What is the stat you just cited? 80%? Give me that one more time.
I would say about 80% of the Cardinals are homosexual. About.
Oh my goodness. Never seen that estimate anywhere, number anywhere, and Chris, I don't know how you respond to that, but let's start with some facts here, shall we?
Well, I don't know if we're responding to it at all. There's no way, no evidence of it, but more importantly, it's not relevant to what we came on to discuss, which is about the laws on abortion.
Yeah, I mean, the caller told the screener that he wanted to talk about the Catholic Church being too okay with abortion. And so if I can extrapolate out maybe where he's going, being compromised for whatever personal picadillos one might have makes you less likely to front on that. Is the Catholic Church too okay with abortion, Chris?
The Catholic Church opposes abortion in all circumstances, and that's its teaching. So I certainly would disagree with that. And it's always a red herring when you bring up the failures of somebody to attack the teachings on something else or what they say on something else.
Is it ever? Well said. Texter said an email. Yeah, emailer says, I think the $800,000 of GoFundMe donations to the abortion mill isn't emotional support for them, but a message of hurry up and leave ASAP. You agree with that?
No, I'm afraid it's out-of-state donors that just think it's the right thing to do. It's really disappointing. That $800,000 could be spent helping those women. You know, North Dakota spends normally only $600,000 a biennium for helping the pregnancy centers, the adoption centers, and so on help these women. And I'm thinking, gee, they're going to donate $800,000 or whatever it is for them to move across the river, the pro-abortion side. We need to step up and help these crisis pregnancy centers, the maternity homes, and so on. And while I'm here, I'll mention that we think that it's the bishops that I work for think we should at least double the spending in the abortion alternatives program and expand it so it can help newborns. In fact, what really should happen is everybody should be doing two things. We should be writing checks to the pregnancy centers, adoption agencies, and so on, and also urging the governor to, tell Chris Jones in the Department of Human Services, look at what you can do in your department to help pregnant. Come to the legislature in 2023 with ideas. Is it Medicaid expansion? Is it expanding the alternatives to abortion program? Something to help these women, because these women are still here. And we need to make sure that they don't think that abortion is an answer, so they have to cross the river to this new place in Moorhead.
And what you just described is an answer to the ridiculous women are going to die as a result of this argument. I mean, the classic example I keep repeating is the most onerous thing that would happen to North Dakotans is they have to drive across the river into Moorhead at this point. I don't have a lot of time left, but just tell me quickly what your thought is on this argument, women are going to die as a result of this decision.
Well, there's not a lot of evidence that before Roe that women died. Certainly not in the numbers that were always thrown around. That was proven to be made-up numbers. And it is a new time. It's a new time that we can help women before they even reach that situation. But it's a scare tactic, just like the arguments about ectopic pregnancies and miscarriages being investigated. If I had time, I'd go into all of those scare tactics. The statutes are written not to cover those type of things. They're throwing out everything they can except for talking about the unborn child.
So very true. Chris, you're a great resource, a treasure in this very important space. Thank you for the time today. We appreciate it. We'll stay in touch as more and more of this comes together. I'm really looking forward to see what our Attorney General does on the heartbeat bill, because I think that one's even more common sense than what we have currently in place, for sure. And on another day, we'll talk. Say again.
Stay tuned. Yep.
Yeah,
stay
exactly
tuned,
right.
Everyone,
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it very much. Another great conversation. This exception thing, the life of the mother and rape and incest and everything else, which becomes kind of a red herring as well. God bless you, folks. Have a great Thursday. We'll be back at it tomorrow, live from PetroServe USA in Harwood to kick up the 4th of July holiday with lots of freebies. Stop by and see us.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.